Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
So I got some audio here of the Stephen A. Smith show, and he did address the Shannon Sharpe situation. This is from the Stephen A. Smith show. This is, we were talking about this last hour, by the way, went into the whole thing. And you can also follow me at BillBaker2423 on Bill Baker Live, my podcast, and I do videos. I've been, you know, talking about the whole situation, TMZ release tapes and all that. Of course, Shannon Sharpe being sued in $50 million. Lawsuit accused of sexual assault and a ton of different accusations. The lawyers, Tony Busby. It was a Jane Doe. They did release the girl's name. She's an OnlyFans model. Apparently he's been talking to her. She's young. She's like 20. I saw one report. She's 19. Another report. She's 20. Stephen A. Smith did address the situation. Here's a clip from Shannon Sharpe and his statement, part of it. And then Stephen A.
Take a look.
To my family, friends, supporters, and colleagues, I want to speak to you directly and from the heart. This is a shakedown. I'm going to be open, transparent, and defend myself because this isn't right. This is all being orchestrated by Tony Busby, who has targeted Jay-Z. Tony Busby targets black men, and I believe he's going to release a 30-second clip of a sex tape that tries to make me look guilty and play into every stereotype you could possibly imagine. That video should actually be 10 minutes or so. Mm. Hey, Tony, instead of releasing your edit, put the whole video out. I don't have it, or I would myself. You know what happened, and you're trying to manipulate the media. The encounter in question took place during the day at her invitation, and now that appears to be a deliberate setup, coordinated by Gabby, also known as Carly, on OnlyFans. Gabby and Tony Busby want $50 million. What they're getting is sued for defamation and trying to take me down. My career is all about real talk and honesty. I know my family and fans know exactly what this is about. And I'm going to be out there telling you whatever I need to say, just like I always do. I love all you guys.
Wow. That, of course, was Shannon Sharpe's statement that he released yesterday. Back to Stephen A.
Thanks.
Well, it's a sad situation. Shannon Sharpe is somebody I work with a couple of days a week. Shannon Sharpe is somebody that I brought to ESPN. Works on First Take, which airs on ESPN every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. He's been with me every Monday and Tuesday. We've been number one for 13 years and counting. But since Shannon has arrived, obviously he's helped the show immensely. And I can't thank him enough for it. We've grown close as friends. I'd like to believe that. I certainly root for him. I know he's been through a lot in life. He's overcome a lot of things. And when he departed from Fox, I was more than happy to bring him on board here. So all I can speak to about is what I know based on the reports. And I can speak about ESPN and Disney. To be clear, even though this podcast, this YouTube show is owned and operated by me solely, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be dismissive of ESPN, who employs me in my daytime job on First Take. So I sit here before you today letting you know that they are aware that this is a subject that I was going to broach. Because I owe them that courtesy.
Again, you're listening to Stephen A. Smith from the Stephen A. Smith Show, his thoughts on the Shannon Sharpe situation. Shannon Sharpe, of course, accused of sexual assault, battery, and a civil suit.
With that being said, it's important to point out a couple of things. Number one, I was not there. I can provide no eyewitness account. And even though I got love and respect for Shannon Sharpe, and I'm sincerely hopeful and prayerful that he is completely innocent of the allegations that have been levied against him, I can't sit here and speak to his innocence or guilt from a knowledgeable place, because I have nothing to do with this. I haven't seen anything. I don't know anything. I don't even know this person. I know what the reports say. I know the reports, the things that have been reported on a multitude of outlets, from the AP to the New York Post to Forbes to TMZ and then everything in between.
And Bill Baker Live and the Bill and Jessica Show.
I mean, I can't even count the number of publications that have talked about it or written about it, networks, etc. It's all over the internet. It's everywhere. And I know that. I'm fully aware of that. This is not a criminal case. So it's not, there is no concern about him going to jail. This is a civil case, which means that he can either be found liable or not liable. The accuser in question is seeking $50 million. That was confirmed by Shannon Sharpe on that video today. According to the reports, it's somebody that he met in...
All right, so, you know, that's just part of Stephen A., but he basically is saying that he doesn't know the girl, doesn't know the situation, so he can't sit there and just go on talking about how, you know, it didn't happen, he's innocent or whatever. He just hopes that it's not, and that's his boy. You know, and that was expected from Stephen A., and that's what I think any person in Stephen A.'s position would have done. So... But it's a 20-minute podcast. His whole podcast was based on that situation. So, you know, go ahead and you can check that out. But just unfortunate. Just unfortunate. I don't think it looks good for Shannon as of right now. But who knows? Who knows? And right now, who knows what's going to happen? You know? I'm assuming that you won't see him on ESPN for a little bit until this kind of blows over. Maybe you won't again. I don't know. Tony Busby, the civil cases. Some people were saying, oh, here goes the fall of Hollywood. You know? I don't know. Thoughts? What do you guys think? 302-858-5117. But it does. I said it earlier. It hurts my heart, man. You know, Shannon Sharpe, he's one of my guys. Unk. Stephen A., of course, one of my guys. Just one of the guys I follow, watch all the time, really like, you know, I mean, that just, but we'll definitely be continuing to follow this story. It's crazy in 2025, you know, when, especially, you know, with my podcast and me, you know, like on social media and stuff, Bill Baker Live, when I, you know, talk about things. Like, and even like, well, Stephen A., anybody, even here, you know, like when we talk about things, even if we don't put our opinion into it, because we're talking about it, people automatically think that we, like if I say I'm talking about this situation, I can't believe you're saying that Shannon Sharpe's innocent. Well, I didn't say he was guilty. Yeah, but you're just sitting there and you're hounded on it. Now I'm reporting on the story and letting you know what happened. Yeah, but, you know, if you like him, you shouldn't be talking about it. That's the real. That's what you really mean. You know, you should push it under the rug if you don't like it. If you think he's innocent, don't talk about it. You know, go on the air and just start saying he's innocent then. Can't do that. So... people are wild, y'all. All right, it's 7:19. Up next, we have Jose Quinones with Linda Vista Real Estate. Before we do that, let's get into this phone check with Clarissa Jenkins. Good morning.
Hello.
Time for another phone check. For real. Clarissa.
hi, can I speak to please?
This is Kyle.
Kyle, hi, this is Angela Fist calling from the law firm Goldberg Fist and Kalanick in regards to a lawsuit.
What?
We have a client that claims that you live with him, and while you were living with him, your dog chewed up one of his chairs.
I told him I paid for it. He never told me what he wanted for it. I mean, it's a 30-year-old chair that is like grandfather f***ed all over.
Right, but here's the one thing with people's property. There's like sentimental value and historic value.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's why he's coming after us, because a chair is worth $6,500.
You gotta be kidding me.
Because the chair was made at a certain time during the World War II era.
All right, I would like to see, like, documentation on that.
Yeah, I'd like to see my undercarriage, but I haven't been able to do that since 2003. Now what?
Can you call me back tomorrow? I gotta discuss something with somebody.
No, sir, I don't have time to call you tomorrow. I'm not on the call-me-back schedule.
All right. Well,
when can we get payment for the chair?
Whenever he calls me and discusses it to me. I mean, he's my uncle. He's my aunt's husband.
He said, here, I'll read you what he said in the statement here. He said, he lived with us, was, quote, a wretched living companion.
He was never home.
He said you were dirty, and the dog was dirty.
Dirty? I cleaned that house. How would he know? He was never there. He was there twice in the 3 weeks I was there.
And he's bringing up exhibits of your use of pornography on the family computer?
What? No, not at all. Because I had my own computer. I have no idea what to say to this. I mean...
So you're saying that you never watched any adult movies with the lady who was living in the house as well?
What, with my aunt?
Yes.
Oh, my God. He's out of his mind.
He said he came home from work one day and found an adult movie on the TV with a greasy broomstick on the ground and a bunch of bandage wrappers.
What? Oh, my God. Okay, you want to hear the story of how I got there?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I went through a rough breakup.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this situation here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. And
but, like, I went through a rough breakup with my girlfriend.
Wow. That's great.
Is this like a joke or something?
You know what? The funny thing is, it is courtesy of your Aunt Michelle. You just been phone checked, baby.
Oh, my God.
Just been phone checked.
Why listen to it? Yeah, baby.
I'ma make some shake.
You're listening to the Bill and Jessica Show on Power 101.7.